So I'll start with what you get out of human form of life. That's a real question. How you can get maximum out of human body, human life span, lifespan. It's a bare bargain. Prabhupada says the body is a bad bargain. I'll use extreme word and then we'll go to other extreme. Bad bargain, body bad bargain, body bad bargain means no good. Why it is not good? Because it is material and we are not material. And somehow or other we got caught into it. Somehow or other, from time immemorial. We cannot stress when we got stuck with this kind of consciousness that I am the body. We don't get stuck, oh, I am the stool, or I am the dirt, or I am stinky, or but somehow or another, sometime in the past, how long past ago, no stress. We got caught into misconception. What is that misconception? That I am this matter, material, bhautik, bhut. I am bhut. Means matter, I am a matter. Bhut means panch bhut. Elements, five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. These five are called material elements. Bhut, bhautik, tattva. So somehow or other we got programmed, conditioned. Some time ago, way back, we got conditioned, programmed. What we got programmed into? I am the matter. We forgot our original nature, original self, original, our origin also we forgot. We forgot our origin and we forgot our original position. We forgot. Asatyara satya karimani. Then what we got into, what we got programmed into? Asatya, bhut, bhautik, material, matter. I am the matter. And in that consciousness, everything becomes upside down. Everything becomes in limbo. Everything is reverse. Asatya and satya, karimani. Now this is big problem we got into. And we don't kind of recognize it. We don't perceive it. Conceive it, we don't try to think about, we don't try to ascertain, we don't want to do nothing about this. Forget it. That's my forgetfulness, my original constitutional position. I want to forget. I forgot already. I forgot. So, the answer is that I am spiritual, I am spirit, I am not the matter. And spirit means, as soon as you say spirit, then there comes the answer. Spirit means love. Spirit means universal brotherhood. Spirit means one, Sat, Chit, Ananda. Transcendental to this material world. Anything and everything transcendental to matter, bhautik. So we are satya, we are truth, we are spirit, spiritual, and somehow or other we got that program into I am the matter. And that's why it is a bad bargain. Satya, and you accept asatya. Living satya, you accept asatya. Very bad bargain. Narottam Das Thakur sings, Satasanga chadi kainu asate vilas ये कारणे लागियाम कर्म बंद फास कर्म बंद फास फस गए असत्य र सत्य कर्म फस गए वन लिटिल मिस्टेक एंड सो मच हेडेक सो मच पैनिक सो मच डिस्ट्रेस सो मच suffering, suffocating. One little mistake, big mistake. Satasanga chadi kainu asatya vilas. Sat chod diya, we left the eternal truth and accepted accepted dead matter, asat. So then all mistakes start. 1 + 1 = 3. First mistake. And every sum after then is right, will come out wrong. That's the first thing. Sat. And Sat means love. Universal. Because there is no question of white, black, yellow, Chinese, American, Indian, African. These all matter. This is all matter, material, bhautik, skin disease, maybe. Prabhupada says 1 millimeter thick, bhautik, material. And that's why I hate you, because you are Punjabi, Alok, and I love her because he's Gujarati, and I love him because he's white, and I don't love him because he's black. Or start from bhautik. The spirit is same. Satchidanand, part and parcel of Lord. And Lord is spiritual, we are spiritual. And then love, universal love comes into picture. When you love Krishna, God, automatically you love his creation. Automatically. When you love Father, automatically, he loves his sisters and mother and everybody. So we have Krishna, totally spiritual father, and the living entities are offspring of Krishna. Aham bij pada prita. Mata aham yasya jagato. Mata dhata pitamaha. Krishna is Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhan. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhan. Common father. So because we all have a common father, we can love each other. ISKCON is like that. ISKCON is conglomeration of all walks of life. They think they are one. Not think, they feel they are one. When you come to the Hare Krishna temple, you see black, white, yellow, Chinese, Indian. The Haribol, Prabhu, Haribol is one. Immediately connection. Immediate connection. Why? Because they have common father. We have our common father. Immediately connection. But if you walk into some white marriage, white people marriage, or black people, yellow people, whatever marriage, you walk into and you are not that person. You are not American white. and you are Indian or other race than white, then you will feel little distance, isn't it? You try to corner out yourself. Where could I start? Isn't it? Like that. But in Hare Krishna temple, black, white, yellow, green, whoever, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, and they all have Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why? Because they have common father. So then immediate love, you don't have to wait to love to white, black, yellow. You don't have to wait. And this is the truth. This is not Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai, Christian. God is not Christian, or God is not Hindu. Krishna is Sanatani, eternal religion. And that is his religion, Krishna's Dharma, because religion is not a right translation of Dharma. I'll use the word Dharma, means it will explain in due course. Krishna's Dharma is to love his devotees. That's all he knows. Bhakta Vatsal. That is his greatest of all great qualities. He has unlimited qualities. And out of all the qualities, his topmost, greatest, number one quality is his Bhakta Vatsal. He is always seeing how my devotees can be most happy. My subject can be most happy. That is his dharma. So then he is trying to preach yada yada dharmasya gyan. He is trying to preach. No Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, no white, black, yellow. He is trying to preach. All of you belongs to me. And your spirit soul, not this covering body. Not the body. Within. So that is spirit soul. And there is no discrimination. It is equal opportunity employer. Equal. Because the skin is gone. Skin disease is gone. And you went inside and touched that spirit. And know that spirit. Eternal self. And at that platform you can love not just white, black, yellow, but birds, beasts, and trees, shrubs, creepers, mosquito, scorpion, snake. You develop that love where there is no discrimination. And where the other entities, living entities, will also accept you on spiritual level. Because you are permitting, like he said, is a spiritual vibration, air, spiritual atmosphere. So, when Lord Chaitanya passed through Jharkhand, he was permeating, emanating that spiritual energy. And birds, beasts, tigers, snakes, goats, goat and tiger, they start dancing with one another. Goat and tiger. They left their nature, material nature. Because Lord Chaitanya changed the atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere, by his presence, by his words, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Spiritualize everybody. Spiritualize. So this is what our mistake is. Bad bargain is. We are spirit and we are accepting so much less material body as ourselves. We are very exalted. We are very, very exalted. and we are accepting stool, which is nikrist, which is lower, lowest, degraded thing as ourselves. Matter. Bad bargain. Biggest mistake. Biggest mistake. You haven't committed this big mistake anywhere by accepting material body as ourself. This is the biggest, first, foremost mistake. And that's why everything is upside down. Everything. Everything is upside down. And that means, upside down means no bliss, only distress. Only distress. And all distresses comes from first mistake, thinking I am the body. Skin disease. Skin disease. Biggest problem. Whatever distress is of my body, that is my distress. Biggest mistake. Biggest suffering. My body dies, so I die. No. You don't die. Na jayate na mriyate. You don't die. Biggest distress anybody, any living entity have under illusion is that I am going to die. Biggest distress. No, I'm not going to die. I'm eternal. And we have to not only understand this, but practice. I'm not going to die. We have to practice. I'm blissful. Distresses comes from the body. But I'm not the body. And from soul, only bliss comes. There is nothing else comes out of soul, except bliss. Total bliss. Anandmaya vyashat. This living entity by nature is anandmaya. So, asatyar satya karimani. Satasanga chadi kainu. Asatya vilas. Asat. Satasanga chod diya. Or asatya. So what can be done? Join ISKCON. What can be done? Chant Hare Krishna. What can be done? Come to Bhakti Vriksha. What can be done? Go to ISKCON temple. So this is the universal love. That's why we have to come here. In order to learn how to love. Whatever you are loving is lust. Whatever you are loving is for your senses. What you are loving is for your body, which is bhautik, which is temporary. Which is temporary chapala sukha. Temporary sukha. Bad bargain. Isn't it bad bargain? Isn't it bad bargain? Why? Because we made that mistake. The biggest problem we created for ourselves. We created our own problem. So if we are intelligent, little IQ is there, little brain is there, then we can undo it immediately. On a snap of a finger, we can undo. And undo. They do undo, IT people do. Undo. We can do that undo. But we have to be determined. And that is what I said, serious and sincere. We are not enough serious and sincere. That's a big problem. Biggest problem. We think we are serious and sincere. We are not. Not. Everybody says, I'm serious. So if you're serious, get up in the morning, 4:30, and start chanting. That is seriousness. That will undo. Otherwise, it's a lip service. Just unnecessary talking like a frog. Drown, drown, drown. Snake comes in. Unnecessary. Practice. 16 rounds. We don't want to undo. We don't want to do 16 rounds. Wake up 4:30 in the morning. Normal time. 4:30 waking is a normal time. It is. It is. That is how Krishna has designed. Rasatya. 12 o'clock when the, you know, Suryavansi. Not Chandravansi. It is normal time. Waking up 4:30 is 60, 70 years I have seen, 60 years ago. I was village in, I'm a villager, small little village. Every single person, not a single soul, was in the bed 4:30 in village. You must have experienced.
And the animals wake up.
Dogs, time, and hen and what do you call, chicken. You know, chicken also wakes up. But human being will not wake up. That's serious. Asatya is asatya, I like. No satya. It is satya. Even English proverb, early to bed, early to rise, makes man healthy, wealthy, and wise. But no, Sunday is for senses. Isn't it? Sunday is for my sense gratification. So, if you are serious for divine love, then you have to become divine. If you are divine, then divine love will come and enter into your heart. So you have to become divine. In order to have tigress milk, you need golden pot so it can sustain. So in order to have a divine love descend into your heart, then your heart has to be divine. And heart can be divine, cheta darpanam marjanam. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram.
Your heart will become divine. And with that soft, makhan-like, butter-like heart, you can have unlimited love of unlimited things, living entities in your heart. You can enter. But your heart is shooting arrow out, and heart, love is trying to enter. How is it going to happen? Oh, this is lip service, talking like frog, unnecessary, serious, and serious and sincere. You have to be keeping dead serious, dead sincere, 4:30. In the morning, no matter what, working, 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 practice makes man perfect, and that love will enter into your heart when you're seriously working at it. So that's one topic just to cover. So for that you have to chant, you have to take beads, work with your heart, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Mukti. What is mukti? Mukti is liberating. Liberating. Mukta. Mukta. Liberating. Paribhasha, definition of liberation means you try to relieve yourself from the grasp of birth, repeated cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. This cycle, you just try to liberate yourself out of birth, death, old and disease. That's called mukti. Sansar. Sansar means birth, death, old and disease. So you want to liberate yourself from these four distressful conditions called mukti. So then, material world, there is no escape from birth, death, old age and disease. In material world, the repeated cycle of birth, death, old age and disease keeps happening. So you have to get out of material realm, material consciousness, material land, material universe, material environment, material atmosphere. Get out. You have to get yourself out of it. Call liberation. Call mukti. I don't have anything to do with this matter. Matter means, I said, prithvi, jal, tej, vayu, akash, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. These are the matter. Bhumira, polalo, vayu, kambano, buddhi, revacha, ankara, matiyamme, bhinna, prakriti, vastu. This is matter. And you have to liberate yourself from the matter, from the pangs of matter. Phanda, maya ka phanda, maya, kal ka phanda, karma ka phanda, the phanda. Phanda means you are tied up and you want to liberate, undo phanda. You want to relieve yourself from their pangs, called liberation, mukti. So that means parastasmastu bhavo anyo vyakta vyasta sanatana. You have to get out of this material world, material nature, material anything, matter, you have to get out. Why? Because you are spirit. Vijatiya, no same gender, no same nature. Matter has completely opposite nature than spirit. And a spirit has come into matter and got trapped due to conditioning, due to mistake, due to that ignorance, illusion, darkness, maya. Trap. So, mukti, you want to get out of that trap. You want to liberate yourself. An intelligent person would like to. Buddhavun. Anybody who is dumb, who is crazy, would not like to liberate himself. Because he's crazy, he's dumb, he's ignorant. He is stupid. He thinks, I'm alright, I'm happy, I have bucks in the bank, I have bank balance, and I'm happy, peaceful. But birth, death, old age and disease will not relieve you. And in ignorance. So you want to relieve yourself from suffering. It's called mukti. Muktahama. Liberating oneself from jail. This material world is jail. It is designed, material world is designed like a jail. In jail, the culprit supposed to get reform by torturing the culprit. Isn't it? What is a jail? Jail means reforming culprit by torturing him. That is jail. Isn't it? What else is a jail? Jail means torture him and reform him. Sudhara Kendra. So this material world, three modes of material nature, Maya, illusory energy of Krishna, torturing living entity by putting him into darkness, attachments and ignorance, Ajnanta, torturing. What is the torture? This is my son, this is my daughter, this is my wife, and this is my bank balance, this is my house. That is one set of Maya. Maya means two things. Maya makes you forget your original Swarup. Jivera Swarupo Hai Krishna. Makes you forget that I am spirit soul. Makes you think that I am the body. Ignorance. That is one aspect of Maya. And second aspect of Maya is that Maya makes you attach to the unreal thing. Body makes you attach to the body. First attachment. Second attachment is, this is my wife. Third attachment is, this is my son. Fourth attachment is, this is my house. Fifth attachment, this is my business. Sixth attachment is, this is from my street. These people belongs to me from my street. And seventh attachment is, that I am the body. Last glass of Maya. So you want to liberate yourself from this matter, from this illusion, from this darkness, from Maya, from jhana. You want to liberate. Mukti. You want to liberate yourself. So, I'll conclude. We are in a material realm, and we have to get out of that material realm and go into the spiritual realm. One region material, other region spiritual region. So we have to come from material realm into spiritual realm. That is called liberation. So how to do that? Mantra. Tra. Tranayate iti. Chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Mantra, spiritual, it is not matter, will condition or program your consciousness that you are not this matter, you are the spirit. Mantra will do that. Cheta darpan, change your heart. Mantra will change your heart and will take you to the spiritual realm, even within this material world. Jivan mukta sa uchyate yare sharir dasi karmana manasha gira nikhilas vyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. Jivan, in very life, you can become liberated. Rupa Goswami says, jivan mukta sa uchyate. So there are four kind of liberation, five kind of liberation. Four Vaishnava liberation and one Mayavadi liberation. Vaishnava liberation are Sasti, Sarupya, Sanidhya, Salokya, Sayujya, Iti Utta. Diyamananam Nagrinanti Vina Matasevanajana. So these are five liberation. Sarupya, Sasti, Salokya, Sanidhya and Sahijya. So these four are Vaishnava liberation. Sarupya, to have same form as that of Lord, spiritual form, same beauty, same beautiful. Everybody likes to be beautiful. Krishna is most beautiful. And to have Sarupya, same form as Krishna, spiritual. Sarupya, Sasti. Sasti means to have six opulence like Krishna. Six opulence are Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasriya Jnana Vairagya Salabhaga Uchyate. Six opulences. Krishna has all wealth, all beauty, all power, all knowledge, all renunciation, all six opulences we can have. That is liberation, Vaishnava liberation. Sanidhya, to have proximity, audience of Krishna. Always be around Krishna. That is liberation in spiritual world. Sanidhya, Sarupya, Sasti, Salokya, to get residence, migration into not America, into Goloka Vrindavan. Everybody wants to get migrated into America, and that's their liberation. America has the same thing, birth, death, old age and disease. That's not a liberation. Going back to home, back to Godhead, Krishna Loka, where there is no birth, death, old age and disease. No anxiety. Why Kunta? Liberation. Salokya. And Sayujya, to merge back into Krishna's existence, Krishna's light, Krishna's Brahman effulgence, where you become in a neutrality, no activity, no association, by yourself, you just hang in there. Like in a sun rays, the dust particles are hovering by themselves, around here and there, by themselves. So that kind of liberation is called suicide, spiritual suicide. Spiritual suicide. No seva, Krishna seva. No seva. And that's why Narasimha Mehta is singing. Harina janato mukti na mage, mage janamo janam avatar re. Nitya seva nita kirtana ochava nirakavananda kumar re. Eji bhutala bhakti padaratha motu brahma lokama nahi re. Brahma lok. Bhutala bhakti. So, harina janato mukti namage. Lord's devotee, they don't hanker for liberation. Why? Because they are absorbed already into spiritual consciousness, spiritual realm, spiritual atmosphere. They are already. So, harina janato mukti na mage. What they want? Mage janamo janamo avatar. They want birth after birth after birth. Why? Nitya seva, nitya kirtan, ochav. So nitya seva, eternal seva. Push jula, push Lord and Radharani on his jula, seva. Going to his pleasure groves of Vrindavan as a manjari and offer him pan bida or pankha, vijana, offer him seva, serve him by so many different ways. You can serve them. That is what devotee wants. That's a real liberation. Nitya seva. Nitya kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, nitya. Nitya seva, nitya kirtan, ochav. Ochav means when you stand up and while standing, dancing, you do kirtan, it's called ochav. Mainly we perform in the temple, dancing and chanting and singing, ochav. Nita seva, nita kirtan, ocha. Nirakava ananda kumarare. And always beholding the pastimes of Radha Krishna. Nirakava ananda kumar Krishna. This is what aspired by devotees, not liberation, not. And that's why Narasimha Mehta further sings. He sings, Astamaha Siddhi Angani Ere Ugi Mukti Che Mani Dasi Re Ji Bhutal Bhakti Padarata Mutu Brahma Lokama Nahi Re. Astamaha Siddhi, yogi wants Siddhi, Anima, Lagima, Prapti Siddhi, Vasita, Isita, Siddhi. No Astamaha Siddhi, they don't want. And Mukti Chayamani Dasire, and liberation is standing in front of doorstep of Vaishnava with a folded hand requesting, my dear Vaishnava, how can I serve? Mukti Chayamani Dasi. How can I serve? Diyamala na granti vinamat sevana jama. Even if I give them liberation to my devotees, they don't want, Krishna says. They don't want. Diyamala na granti vinamat sevana jama. This is liberation. The best liberation is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Chin Malay Day. How many mala? 16 Ram must be chanted. Must be, thank you. Otherwise, what is the use of your bad bargain? What is the use of this life? It is uselessly wasted. Uselessly wasted without serving Krishna. Wasted. You already wasted halfway. What did you get? Crying. Narottam Das Thakur is crying and singing. He says, Kemona Asaye prana ki sukha paya Narottam Das kahe nagela mariya. Narottam Das Thakur kehte hain ki kemono asaye mein mera pran dharan karke rakha hai maine. Kemono asaye prana ki sukha paya. और मैंने क्या सुख पाया ये संसार में, मैंने क्या सुख पाया? केमोनो आसाय प्राण की सुख पाया नरोत्तम दास कहे. मुझे रोना आता. नरोत्तम दास कहे नागेला मरिया. मैं अभी तक मर क्यों नहीं गया? मैंने क्या पाया और क्या पाने जा रहा हूं? इस संसार में मैंने क्या पाया? मैं मर क्यों नहीं गया? मेरा मरण क्यों नहीं होता अभी? Why I am not died by now? I should be. Why I am not dead by now? What happiness did I get in this material world? What did I get? So this kind of intensity should be there to attain Krishna's love. Krishna's love. That kind of intensity. No mukti and no siddhi. Let's go to further. Raganug bhakti. He raganug bhakti. Raganug bhakti. Definition of raganug bhakti is that you become follower of ragatmik bhakti. Ragatmik bhakta. The definition of raganuga bhakti is that you, well, I'm not giving definition, I'm giving parameters. That first is you have to you have to be in Vrindavan or Mathura, Mandal, Raj. You have to be in Raj. Second requirement is you have to be follower of Radharani and his Sakhi and Sakhi, 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 Manjari. Or any another inhabitants of Vrindavan, Braj, spiritual. In other words, Jasoda, Nand, Maharaj, Upanand, Balaram, Sakha, Sakhi, Gopi, Brajavasis. Tad anuragi jana anugami. You have to become anugami, follower of that ragatmik bhakta, who is eternally siddha. What I said earlier, the names. Ragatmik. So rag means, ragatmik means spontaneous, loving attraction between you and Krishna. Just like a young girl and a young boy, 16 years old, young boy and girl, they are spontaneously attracted to each other. Every minute they are thinking by mind and by body also, how we can be in union, how we can come together, how we can be together. They are thinking every minute. Spontaneously, though no college is required or teaching is required. Spontaneous attraction. Spontaneously. So, rag. Rag means that kind of intense attachment into Krishna with intense love. Attachment. Hindi mein. Krishna ki seva ki asim lobh mai lalsa. Lobh. Ek ek shabd you have to add. Lalsa kaise? Lobh ke saath. Greed, intense, not greediness, intense greediness. Intense greediness. When can I have Krishna? When can I serve Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? How can I make him happy? Every minute you are intensely thinking about this is rag. Rag. It is beyond love. Love. Pranay. Rag. Love, pranay, man, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. Stages of praying. So rag. Rag means intense greediness for serving Krishna. For pleasing Krishna. Pleasing Krishna. So this is ragatmika bhakti. So this ragatmika bhakti is practiced by your inner self, called sukshma sharir, man, chit, man, buddhi, ahankar. This, chit, man, buddhi, and ahankar. Especially mind, you have to meditate on his seva, on his pastimes, nikunja, nikunja yuno, ratikeli siddhyair, yayalir vir, yukti. You have to think about how you can engage different tactics to enhance Radha Krishna's pastimes. Suppose this picture we are seeing. So you have to meditate on, oh, I will have such a nice, beautiful, flowery pink tree, and I'll have a river, right beside there, and nice swan, Hans Raj, Raja Hans, Keli Kare, and then nice peacock will be there, prosper, and then parrot, and swing, and I'll have these gardenial flowers, decorate the swing, a nice smell, and then their dress will be like this, their garland will be like this, and peacock feather will be like this. Radharani's Chandrika will be like that, and her hair will be like that, and her, you know, bracelet and necklace and her ankle bells and kardani, and this will be kardani. In the kardani, inside hanging jewelry of this kind of pearl, that kind of color, and you have to go in detail and meditate on that. Keep meditating, keep meditating, keep meditating. Meditate, meditate. And you immerse yourself, immerse. Samadhi, called samadhi. You immerse yourself. So you have to practice raganug bhakti by your inner self. And at the same time, you have to practice sadhana bhakti with your external senses, body, external senses, tongue, mouth, ear, eyes, nose, hand, palm, external body and internal body. So you have to practice both simultaneously. Rupa Goswami is saying in Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Instruction, 8th sloka. Everybody should memorize this 8th, 1 to 8 sloka of Nectar of Instruction by the next time I come here. I'll come here in November. So, 1st to 8th sloka. The 8th sloka is Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtanano Smartyo Smartyo Rasana Manasi Niyojyat Tistan Raje Tad Anuragi Jana Anugami Kalam Akhilam Niyat Iti Upadesha Sharam. Upadesha Ka Sar, Upadesha Amrit Ka Sar in the 8th sloka. 8th sloka. So, Tan Naam Roop Charitadi Su Kirtan. Kirtan means external senses. Sunnani. Kirtan. Tan Naam Roop Charitadi Su Kirtanam. Smartyo means internal. Your mind, your chetana, your consciousness, your intelligence, internal body. Smartyo. Rasana. With the tongue, you chant Tarnam Rupas Sukirtananu. With the tongue. Rasana. Manasi Niyojyat. And mind in Raganug Bhakti, meditating on pastimes of Krishna, serving Him. In pleasure grows of Vrindavan. This is our lineage. Followers of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. And Manjari, Rupa Manjari is in pleasure groves. Nikunj, Kunja Nikunj, Meseva. This is our Raganuk, Raganuk Bhakti. So, Tistan Raje. So, Man, Raganuk, Tan, Sadhana. And Tistan Raje, you have to live in Raj. Tristan Raja. How you have to live in Raj? Tad Anuragi Jana Anugami. Whoever is Anuragi Bhakta, Raganug Bhakta of Krishna, that Ragatmik Bhakta of Krishna, eternally Nitya Siddha, Raganug Bhakta, you have to follow that first step. Tristan Raja. Tad Anuragi Jana Anugami. And then what you have to do? Kalam Akhilam Niyet. Not 1 hour, 2 hour chanting is done. Now I can do my nonsense. 2 hours chanting is done. Now I can do my IT. My accounting. No. Tistan Raja. Tad Anuragi Jana Anugami. Kalam Akhilam Niyet. Akhil Kal. Sara kaal, 24 ghanta. Kalam akhilam niyat, iti upadesh sharam. Ye upadesh ka sar. Itna karoge? Dhanya dhanya. Sincerity and service, sincere developed taste, energy. So sincerity and how we develop taste for, so two things you should do. I gave you sincerity and seriousness. Now, on top of these two things, I'll give you two other things, which will, if you practice these four things, you will become topmost devotee. And that is service and surrender. Service and surrender, okay? So you have to serve menially and surrender. What? Surrender. We are surrender to, we are surrender to honey and money. Whatever honey says, immediately. Hey, you didn't do this. Oh, okay, okay. I'll, you know. Surrender to honey and surrender to, oh, you didn't come job, you came late today on job. You're 5 minutes late. You didn't punch the car early enough. Yeah? So service and surrender to Krishna and Guru. That's the secret of success. That's the answer. Prabhupada writes, you write in a folio, what is the secret of advancing in spiritual life? What is the secret? Prabhupada writes many times that it depends upon how much you surrender to your Guru, how much you are serving your Guru. Service and surrender, okay? So I'm salt and little salt, but sweet. By surrender and by service. You will develop that taste, isn't it? You will develop your taste. And 99% of devotee became devotee by serving. Somebody bought toilet paper to Prabhupada. He served. You know? Somebody, they were, you know, anyway, I don't want to go to old days. But, you know, service. He became, isn't it? He became devotee by serving. Menial service. So that is how you develop taste for Lord. Service and?
Surrender.
Surrender and?
Service
and surrender. Key?
Yeah. I think my all questions lead to just one question. I'm very honest, I'm 42 years old.
Yes.
And from the very beginning of my childhood, I'm involved in all religious activities. Because I have got that kind of mother in my house. And I think like I may have another 20 years max, you know, to do whatever I want. So, I wanted, like what I'm trying to explain, that I'm doing bhakti yoga for the long time. But as long as I am in grahastha, it's my personal feelings that I cannot attain God by just doing bhakti yoga.
Wrong.
In Gita, Bhagavan says that either you can go with the bhakti yoga and the gyan yoga. So I am thinking at this particular age when I have very little time, do I need to include bhakti yoga with gyan yoga so that I can get the, I can achieve the presence of God?
Yes, divya gyan, not suska gyan, divya gyan. I already said, and that is ultimately culminates into bhakti. Divya gyan means sambandha, abhideya and prayojan. That is divya gyan. Brahma, Ishwar, Maya, Jeev, Jagat and Jagadish, that gyan. So that gyan should be there. But personal advice to you, personal, is that now that you contacted, you follow this process strictly without any deviation, going into different thing. You follow Prabhupada's direction. Accept Prabhupada in your heart. And whatever Prabhupada says, you do it immediately. And Prabhupada will speak through your, you know, leaders and his books and his lectures. You must hear Prabhupada lecture. I want promise from each one of you. that as soon as you wake up, you press the button of your iPhone or iPad or iComputer or whatever. You press the button and hear Prabhupada lecture. You will be finishing 2 lectures in 1 hour. Because it takes 1 hour, to me it takes 1 hour for getting ready. By the time I get out of the, as soon as I get out of my bed, I press the button. And when you are done with tilak, and press the button off, and then you go do your other work over there. So it will take you, minimum you will finish 1 lecture, 1/2 hour. Anybody takes 1/2 hour. Ladies, when they cook, they can never cook without pressing Prabhupada lecture button. So I want that promise from each one of you, because it is not taking away anything from you. You have to take bath once a day, I hope. Some people, they don't take, but I hope in India it is very, you know, it is in the morning bath time. So press the button. And cooking, you have to press the button. And while driving, you have to press the button. Everybody has MP3, you know, Bluetooth, laptop, you know, or green tooth, whatever tooth, you just match it up. So, these 3 times, you must press the button for Prabhupada lecture. Okay? Who will do? Please raise your hand. Who will do? Wonderful. Keep your promise. And it will do utmost good to you. Believe me. You will become most fortunate just by doing this much devotion. This is bhakti. Sravan bhakti. Sravan. And Prabhupada is purest devotee that you can find. And you are associating with Prabhupada, Sadhu Sangha. And every goody will be there. So, you should
do. Prabhuji, I listen all these things every day almost. The only thing which I don't do is that 13, 16 hours of chanting that I am going to do now.
So that's a,
but the, even if
so that's a problem.
That I am going
that's
to start.
That's a serious
that
problem.
I promise you that I will
no,
start
but that's
now.
A serious problem.
Yes.
Serious problem.
No, that I will do.
You will do. Then you
no.
will become
no, today
the
I did 13,
way you want to
no,
be.
Today I did 13 rounds. I will make sure that I will make 16 rounds. But what is happening, Prabhuji? Even if, you spoke so many things. Prabhuji tells me everything. I read Gita. The most important thing which everybody says that I am not the physical body. I am the spirit. But after doing all these
there is no question of but.
For me,
you are.
For me, it's very, for everybody, it's very hard to believe that I am a spirit. That's the problem. I don't know. Sometimes I miss. Then, you know, suddenly I came out in the physical world and I start believing, no, I am still in the physical world.
I don't have much time. Nobody has time that much. So I'm going to summarize your practice, which will make you perfect. Can I do?
Yes.
Can I give you prescription?
Yes. I need that.
Prescription?
Yes.
You will follow?
Yes, I promise.
Raise your hand.
Good. I'll follow.
So first and foremost thing is 16 rounds before you go to work or breakfast. Can
I'll
you do?
I'll do it from now.
You are serious. Very good. You are serious. One thing. Second thing is you do exactly whatever he is telling you to do. No hanky-panky and no question asked.
Then I'm doing already.
No. To become serious follower. Tadvaddi pranipatena pariprasnena seva. So second prescription is, whatever he says jump into the kuwa, well, and you just don't think. Don't think. Second thing. Third thing, you call me once a month. Or email everybody here. That's a prescription for everybody. Okay? Fourth prescription is you hear Prabhupada the way I said. Is it easy?
Easy.
Anything hard you tell me, okay? Whatever you can do. You read Srila Prabhupada's books as time permits you. Is it hard?
No, it's not hard.
Minimum 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, minimum. Okay? You do this much and then next is after November. Okay? Is that easy enough?
Yes.
Or not?
Easy.
Okay. And I guarantee you that you will reach your goal. You will. I guarantee. You will reach your goal. Any other question? Okay, go ahead.
How to serve Srimad Bhagavatam daily? How to read or study? Because in the initial stages, it is like 12 cantos and then you forget what you read and then how to do that?
Very good question. So first and foremost thing is you chant your Guru's mantra. First thing. Second thing is you sit down on table and a chair, desk. You sit down in what? Where? Desk. Or if you sit like Rishi Muni, then you have a like where you can write. What do you call? Small little desk. Whatever you like. But you should be able to write very nicely. The book should be very nicely able. You like at this level. And then you read, and whatever you like, you can underline, and that underline, you write it down in your book. Take a notebook, and you write it down. And then, you, whatever time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, hour, 2 hour, whatever, you know. And then, you read that passage, cumulatively. Whatever you wrote yesterday and today, you read again today. Whatever you read 3-4 days ago, 4 days you read again. What in your notebook. So that notebook should be on your, behind your bed desk, headboard or whatever behind you. And every time you go to bed, you read that. Every time you go to bed, you read that. So you study like that. And whatever sloka you like and easy for you to remember, you write that sloka, word-to-word translation and translation, and then you memorize that. You memorize that. So this is called scrutinizingly studying Bhagavatam. So you scrutinize. It's like doing your PhD. You have a teacher, you have a textbook, you have a college, and you have a study to do. So you have a textbook, Bhagavatam, you have a teacher, guru, and you have unflinching faith in your Guru and Guru Mantra, and then you study it. Same way you did PhD, same way you became accountant. So, same way. Any other question? Hare Krishna.